setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. 844-747-2577, not another political talk show. How about a talk show that's all about your purpose, helping you discover what it is, how you get there. It matters. You matter because you were created to fill a unique role. That means somebody out there needs you to do it. That means you have to do it. It's not about you. So we're helping the case of the Mondays. That's right. A little medicine for your ears that will help your heart. So let's get to it. 844-747-2577, the number. We start off in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, where Katie is on the line. Katie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure, how can I help?
Okay, so it's kind of a heavy question, but I lost a baby 4 months ago.
Oh.
And it's been really hard to know what my role is. I'm a stay-at-home mom right now, but it's just hard. I don't know. I have a lot of ideas, like to be an entrepreneur, but sometimes it's just hard to know where to go with it.
Sure. Well, did you have these ideas? How long before the baby, before you got pregnant, were you having these ideas? Is this something you've been dreaming about for a while?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Okay, so the reason I asked that question, you're probably going, now, why'd you ask me that? The reason I asked you that is because this terrible pain and loss that you have gone through and you are still going through, I mean, you're still in the healing process, and that's going to take some time. But it's weird how humans can adapt. And you can simultaneously be in pain and be suffering, dealing with a loss, but at the same time, still have a spark of excitement. You really can. And I think the fact that you had these ideas and dreams before you even got pregnant mean that that part of your heart is still very much, it's still sparking. It's still there. And I think what's going on is just good old-fashioned fear. And the way we fight fear is through some clarity. So let's talk about some of these ideas. Are there one or two or three, or is there one that's kind of the lead dog? Talk to me about these entrepreneurial ideas in your head.
So there's two main ones, and I've been doing a lot of vegan baking and candy making. That's what I want to do. And then I'm also, my background's in fitness. I have my master's in exercise science. So I've been wanting to do kids fitness in the area, and I've been trying to do it for like 3 years, but nobody wants to really do anything.
Okay, now, this is important. When you say you've been trying to do it for 3 years, but nobody wants to do it, tell me what that looks like. You just been kind of talking it up?
Oh, no. I actually have classes and people won't show up.
Oh, okay. So you've had classes and nobody shows up. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't be discouraged by that, because that it might just be the wrong particular way of going about it. And it also might be a timing thing. So here's what I know about here. Let me speak on behalf of all parents in America, right? When we think of younger kids, we don't think of fitness. I just think that I think I'm pretty right about that. I just don't think most parents, certainly in America, are thinking that their elementary school kids need a fitness plan and a fitness class. I just think that we don't think about that. We're like, well, they got high metabolism because, we buy them all these sugary cereals. And, you know, I'm preaching to the choir here on this one to you. But we just don't think of that. I think as a kid gets into middle school and high school fitness, that's really, it gets to be a little bit more important. So I think it's a function of what's the right offering now. Do you know what I mean? And it feels like the fitness for kids could be something that comes down the road where it's more of a boutique, higher end offering after you've built some real credibility. So that would be my take on that. Don't be discouraged by that.
Okay.
So of those two ideas, the fitness instructing or whatever versus the vegan baking, or let's call it nutrition, which of those two gets you your heart pumping the most if I guaranteed you success?
The vegan baking one.
Yeah. Okay, and so you are a stay-at-home mom right now, which means there's not a lot of pressure on you to turn a bunch of income around, correct?
Right.
Okay, I think that's another positive, certainly since you've just gone mm-hmm. through a tough time. Okay, yeah. And so have you done any vegan baking for other people besides yourself, where you've taken it to maybe some farmers markets or things like that?
I have. I've done a lot of fundraisers, actually. I did a breast cancer fundraiser for my friend. Just been doing a lot of that because I can't legally sell out of my house because I have cats.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've been looking for somewhere to rent.
Okay. Well, and I would really caution you on the renting, because I think what you want to do is you want to build up this brand right now in your local area. Like, hey, this stuff is really healthy and it's quite tasty. You want people talking about you. So I love doing the fundraisers, but I would start doing farmers markets, showing up at places like that, maybe even some restaurants or stores that sell some type of health stuff. If you go in walking off the street, or start using some relationships is the best way to do that, not walking off the street, mm-hmm. but build some relationships there, or realize what network you kind of have there and see if they'll start carrying some of your stuff, because this is going to take some time. When you're doing a vegan baking thing like this, this is going to take some time. And yet, at the same time, you can get some momentum because you're thinking locally. You know what I mean? Like, think local, mm-hmm. think your zip code. And I would also engage with social media, for especially locally. Okay. Because if you can start getting friends and their friends, and they're starting to post pictures of your stuff, things like that, you can get this thing off the ground. You really can. And I think what you want to do is you want to say, okay, what are some clear goals for me in the next 12 months? And those clear goals need to be something that's very attainable, so that you're not feeling like a failure. So a lot of entrepreneurs, Katie, they try to bite off too much too soon. So for mm-hmm. you, you should say, all right, I'm going to try to do 5 to 10 farmers markets. I'm going to try to get my stuff in a couple local bakeries, things of that nature. Set some real goals that are also extremely doable. And when you do that, you're going to see some momentum, and you've got to engage social media, because you can even do cheap Facebook ads just in your area, just in your zip code.
Right.
And it starts showing up. But I would go that route. And then I'm going to challenge you on one other thing. Instead of offering the classes for little kids, why don't you get involved even at a local health club or something like that, where you start doing some stuff and get your juices going again, and just get back out there instructing and see what that does for your heart. And then you can, you know, maybe think of offering a class some other time. But go do it for somebody else right now and figure out the best way to do it for yourself. That's the advice. Now, one last thing for you. You just had a miscarriage, and that's an incredibly painful season. I want you to know something. That if you choose to be a mom, you can be a mom, and you will be a mom, right? Even if biologically it's not there, adoption's a beautiful thing. So rest in the fact you're going to be a mama. Better days are ahead. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. This is where we help you discover what you were born to do and then come up with a clear path forward to the dream job. And it is possible. Most people never even do the basic self-discovery work that we teach here on the show, which is, let's look for the intersection of what you do best and what you love to do most. That's the sweet spot. That's right. You think about the sweet spot. What does that mean? Universally, that's some type of a sporting instrument and a ball, right? Or object like a puck on a hockey stick or a golf ball in a club. When you hit the ball is in the sweet spot of the club or the stick or the bat. It operates at maximum efficiency. It almost feels effortless when striking it in the sweet spot. And so you can get up and live that way and work that way. So we'll help you do that. Let's go to a question from Jonathan on Twitter, at Ken Coleman on Twitter. He says, how do you advance your career without overworking yourself? I know so many people who put in 60 to 70 hours a week and miss out on so much of what life has to offer. Well, Jonathan, you do know that many people, and so do I, and so do the rest of us. But you can't advance your career without working 60 to 70 hours a week. The idea that by putting in that much work on a weekly basis will fast forward your career is nonsense. Does it work for some? It has, but at what cost? So I believe you could work 40 hours a week, advance in your career, and still love your family and do life with everybody else. And, by the way, and you can go search this, just check me on this. Lot of data, a lot of articles out on the old interweb about the realities of what really happens when you work 60, 70 hours a week. You're not even that effective at the office because you're exhausted. You can't keep that pace up. So you may be putting in the time, but the effort is not measurably better. That's been studied. That is not debatable. So now the very thing you're trying to do, which is be more efficient and speed up the process, is not happening either. So how do you advance? By using the proximity principle. That's why I wrote the book. It's not just for career starters or switchers. It's for advancers. The proximity principle says in order to do what I want to do, or you can put in the phrase, be where I want to be, I've got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. So here's the formula for advancing on a 40-hour schedule. Get around the right people. Get in the right places. An opportunity for advancement will find you. That's how it works. By the way, before we move on to your calls, the official Ken Coleman community on Facebook is up and it is growing. This is, in fact, what we call it, a great community. You can ask questions, give feedback, make some connections, help others on their journey. We're so excited about what this is going to be. It is my dream, and this is not a crazy dream, that we help people get jobs on this community. And so I want us to get in proximity to each other. You can do that by joining the official Ken Coleman community on Facebook. Just search that, the official Ken Coleman community on Facebook, and click join. I'll be in there. We're going to be doing some really exclusive content there, taking your questions, having a lot of fun. So go join now. What are you waiting on? 844-747-2577, the number. We go back to the phones. Sandra's on the line in Newport, Arkansas. Sandra, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream, Sandra. How can I help?
Well, I wrote down some traits and some passions that I have. I have no idea where to go from there.
Okay. Well, let's have fun with that. Tell me what you got on the talent side of things.
That I'm very organized, that at work, lots of times they ask me to proofread their stuff, that I am probably one of... Out of all of our coworkers, I'm probably their biggest cheerleader. That I'm a good listener, and that's about it. That's all I've got so far.
Oh, my gosh. Those are great. Now, let's just think about this for a second. You're very organized. You're also very detailed. You didn't use that word, but I did. Anytime somebody comes to you to edit things, they know that Sandra's going to look every detail over. She makes sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. And then you said you're an encourager. You just are the office cheerleader. Oh, my gosh. That's a wonderful, wonderful strength. And then you said you're a great listener. Again, another tremendously valuable strength that you can use in so many places. Now, let's talk about passions, just work or functions or roles, tasks that you enjoy. You look forward to it when you're in the middle of it. It's enjoyable. When it's done, you look on it and you go, I felt good. I did a good job there and I had a result that I like. Give me some ideas.
Probably like reading and editing, and being an advocate for my coworkers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else? Anything else?
I don't know.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, yeah, you're just not letting your brain go, but you gave me something to work with. So you understand, because you've been listening long enough to call in and say, Ken, I got my talents and passions. I got at least a beginner list. The sweet spot is at the intersection of the two, meaning you use what you do best, talent, strength, skills, to do what you love most, work that makes your heart sing. You enjoy the work, and it creates a result that you are proud of and you believe in. So we look for the intersection there. So when we think about somebody who's organized, detailed, a good listener and a good encourager, and one of the things, the two things you listed out was, one, you love editing, and then advocacy, which is really a servant. I see you as more than just a cheerleader, but also a servant. Is that fair?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, okay. So when you look at that, we look at across the line here. We look at you doing editing all day long. Well, do you have what it takes? Well, you're organized and detailed, so you're going to be structured and you're going to be detailed. So have you ever entertained the idea of doing copywriting editing?
I have not.
Yeah. Let's just say I make up a job today right here at Ramsey Solutions, and we're cranking out articles all the time, all of the personalities plus Dave, and we have a copywriting team that does just what you just described. They're editing, so they'll take my initial post and I'll get all the content in it that I want, but then they're making sure that grammar's there, it's cleaned up. Would you enjoy doing something like that all day, every day?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, that's one idea right there. Right. So you really are in an editing position. So you could do that for a marketing firm if they've got writers. This is not just a journalistic position, because if you think about all the places that do copywriting in Arkansas or Newport, you know, who's doing that? Who's cranking that out? I also would throw out to you a quick idea for an online option. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you have to work 40 hours a week, or can you do part time? What's your financial status?
I could probably do something part time.
I want you by the end of today, Sandra, just to do some research on online editing. You know what I mean? Like someone who pays you to edit stuff. I think you'll be surprised what's out there. But I want to throw another thing at you, and I'm going to put you on the spot real quick, and there's no right or wrong answer, so I want you to just let your heart blurt something out, okay? Tell me a role. Describe something you would do all day, every day, that you know exists in an office where you are advocating and encouraging your fellow coworkers. Describe that for me.
I don't know. Maybe HR or something like that.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, you talk about you know, coming alongside and encouraging others or advocating, making sure they've got all the right forms in. Have they filled out their 401k stuff? Oh, we're switching all this healthcare stuff. Or they're trying to figure out the best way to do maybe a health savings account, all that kind of stuff. I think you need to ask yourself, what are the ways that I would like to advocate / encourage team members? And then begin to identify positions that would allow you to do that. Now, let me ask you a question. If I could give you one or the other right now, risk-free, meaning you knew you were going to be successful at it and make the money you want to make, would you rather do the editing kind of in the details, or would you rather be involved in an HR role where you're, you know, public-facing your own team and you're serving the team in that type of role? Which one would you take?
I think that HR.
I think so, too. You know why? Because multiple times you mentioned people things. Encouraging, listening, all those type of things. I want you to check into that, okay? So here's how you use the proximity principle. Here's what you do. I want you to identify who you know that knows some people that are in HR in your community. I want you to go to coffee or lunch with them and ask them all about the role and see if that clarifies and verifies what your heart's feeling. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back. This is The Ken Coleman Show, helping you discover what you were created to do and then come up with a clear path to make that dream a reality. How do you realize the dream? Well, very clear. You got to discover who you are. Talent and passion. Those are in you. You can discover. It's my job to help you pull that out. And then once you have that discovery, then you need to move into, okay, I know what I want to do, where I want to go. Well, we move into the second stage. That's research. Stage one, discovery. Stage two, research. You got to research. Well, what is it that I need to learn and do to be able to do what I want to do, to get there, to get in, right? And how much is that going to cost me? And based on that cost, how long is it going to take? Now we have ourselves all of the basic knowledge that you will need to move forward, and that leads to stage three. That is engage. You got to get in the game. Get out of the starting block. Get in. Start learning. Start doing. Use the proximity principle that says, in order to do what I want to do, I've got to be around people that are doing it in places where it is happening. So we want to engage the right people, the right places. And then when you begin engaging, when you begin the process of engaging, that's going to lead to advancement. That's when we advance. Stage four is advancing. We're going to start to mark those miles as we click them off, and we're moving towards our goals. We are advancing. And then that leads to the fifth stage of realizing the dream, and that is momentum. That's where now we're in the work we want to be doing. We're in the field. We are doing what we love, and we see the dream job. It's out there. It's getting closer and closer, and we are experiencing momentum. Yes, momentum in our work life. So we're living and working like no one else. We got momentum. We know where we're going. We know why we're going there. We're making progress. We're experiencing levels of the dream, and we're waking up every day fired up because we're doing work that we're good at and work that we love that creates results that matter to us. That is the process, and that's what we're here to offer you. 844-747-2577. Courtney's up next in Minneapolis. Courtney, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
I've been in the financial field for 20, 25 years, and kind of at a crossroads now. I'm a recent empty nester and looking to possibly make a change into something I'm more passionate about, but, you know, scared about losing corporate benefits and, you know, income that I've been used to in the past, and just trying to figure out how to make that transition.
Well, it seems to me you're not looking so much, at least initially, for how to make the transition. It's just, should I? I think you need confidence that, hey, it's okay to do this, because I think you look at your situation and it feels like golden handcuffs. Like, oh my gosh, I know I want to move on, but am I just crazy for wanting to move on? And would it be insane, Ken, for me to leave all the security? Is that what's going on? Yeah.
Yes, that is exactly right.
Well, then let's just address that. You're not crazy.
Okay.
You're not crazy. And think about reminiscing versus regretting. I think that's what you have to focus on. Do you want to get to the end of your life and regret the fact that you never went on to do something new, to do what's stirring inside of your heart right now? And you will regret that if you don't do it. And so it may seem smart to everybody else on the outside, but your heart's telling you, this is not smart. This is not smart for me to continue to do this with no passion, no fire, no vision going forward. And so you have to weigh your heart versus what everybody else might say. Because I think if we drown everybody else's voices out, and they may not be saying it right now, but you're not crazy for thinking that some people would criticize you or certainly question you. But if you were to silence all those voices, and it's just you, Courtney, in your heart, what's your heart telling you to do?
Do something that I love.
Yeah.
Yeah, spend the time doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
But go ahead. Then the question is, really, you know, what is that?
Oh.
You know, there's several things that I'm passionate about, but how do I kind of pinpoint it?
Well, you got to play with it. You got to literally get it out of your head, and I'm going to make you do it right now. And then you're going to start to look into it and start to think about it and write about it every day. All these options, if there's two or three options, because there's certainly more than one job and more than one career path in your sweet spot. So I think you actually know. I'm going to put you on the spot. And I'm going to, so here's how, okay, you ready? So this is risk free.
Okay.
So you know you're going to succeed at it. I can guarantee it. Okay, we're playing our little game here, all right? And I give it to you tomorrow, and you get to try it. Risk-free. And if you don't like it, we can change it. But if I just gave it to you tomorrow, what would it be?
It would be something with travel, either travel photographer or a travel adventure guide.
Oh, great.
It would be something in the health area, maybe opening up a healthy fast food option.
Okay, now stop. Those are two very different things right there.
Okay? Right.
So this is what's fun. Instead of being paralyzed by this, Courtney, you're a successful woman. Who knows what she wants? We just got to figure out which one you want more, right? So here's what you do. Here's what you do practically. You need to actually use my proximity principle and try to talk to somebody who's a photographer who travels a good bit, right? Or a travel guide, or just do some research online and see what it looks like. Who are they doing it for? What do they make? What's their schedule like? Go do the research. And then you're going to get some real clarity on what it looks like, what it's going to take to get there. And then you're not so scared of it anymore. And that clarity is going to verify yes or no. Then you said maybe a healthy fast food thing. Again, go talk to somebody who runs a fast food, you know, they're a franchisee. What does it take? Are there a couple of healthy franchises that you're aware of that you would be excited about if you could get in and get it? Or would you do your own thing? Would you do a small food truck and get it started that way? Start doing all of the research and diving into it, and your heart's going to tell you which one of those two is a little higher up the ladder. And I want to put you on the spot again because you were such a good student. If I guaranteed you, Courtney, success in both, which I already have, but you had to choose, is it the travel photography or the travel guide or whatever that was that you described, or is it a successful, healthy food option? Which one of those two would you take if you had to choose one?
I would probably say the travel guide, adventure guide, or, you know, something like that, just because I love to travel, and I don't know if I'd like to be set here in the same city all the time.
I love that. So what's keeping you from taking a couple of trips here in the next 6 months and maybe shadowing somebody, like literally call a company and go, hey, I'll pay my way, but I want to shadow this person and just see, you know, what's keeping you from doing that?
Nothing really.
Boom. You got to do it.
Not just myself.
Yeah, but see, here's my point. Beyond just the talking to somebody who's doing that, I want you to actually, why don't you go do a couple of trips that are booked by some adventure, you know, company or whatever, and you become their customer and you're observing everything going, would I do this? Would I do that? Would I enjoy this? And what happens is just that step of putting yourself in the what if mode, I like to call it, right? Just what if? I'm not committing to this. I'm a successful woman. I can stay in finance forever. So there's no risk here, but what if? And you put yourself out there, and what's going to happen is your heart will overpower your brain, because your brain right now is going, oh, that's not smart, Courtney. That seems crazy. It's midlife crisis, blah, 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 blah. And that's a bunch of garbage. Am I right? I'm hitting the nail, aren't I?
That's right. Yep, you are.
Okay, so here's the deal. That's why putting yourself in a position, even as just somebody who's vacating yourself, you're just out there having fun, vacation, but you know, you're a client of a company that maybe you'd love to work for because you've identified that company doing the kind of trips that you would like to be a part of, and it's going to verify so much. That's what you have to do. And remember, here's the message, just not for Courtney, but for the rest of you. If you've been successful for a long season of time, and you got the good salary, the good benefits, the 401ks, just jam-packed, all that, but your heart's telling you, I want to do something else. Guess what? You've been successful. You're better positioned to transition than anybody else. So stop worrying about what others are going to say and listen to what your heart is saying. Don't move. More of your calls coming up. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, thrilled to have you with us as we help one caller at a time get the clarity about who they are and what they want to do so they can confidently step out on that path and courageously stay there and fulfill their purpose. That's what we do. Why do we do that? Because you were created to fill a unique role. You are needed. That means you must do it, and we're here to help. Got a couple quick announcements here. This is exciting. Stay tuned. We are hiring. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, Joe. Now people are going, hey, I want to come work at Ramsey. Okay, great. Great. I've got an announcement right here. Ramsey Solutions is hiring developers. We've got a world-class technology team to go with all of our other world-class teams, and we need some developers with expertise in Ruby on Rails, Java, and front-end technologies. So if you are a developer who has that type of experience, we want you. Go to RamseySolutions.com. RamseySolutions.com and click on Dave's Hiring on the right-hand side of the homepage. And there's lots of other great opportunities as well, but we specifically have a need for developers. So go check them out and tell them that I sent you. All right, 844-747-2577. The number, David is on the line in Anderson, South Carolina. David, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thanks, Ken. How are you doing today?
I am living the dream, David. How can I help?
So I'm kind of lost right now. I had a job that I loved for 3 years that we actually moved to Anderson for. And then 3 months in, they announced they were closing their entire retail division. So I stayed for 6 more months. So I was down here for 9 months. And I've got a job right now because I just kind of keep a wolf at the door kind of away because I'm the primary breadwinner. But I just don't know, because we live in a small town in the South, what I want to do next. I feel kind of lost on what to look for.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to stay in Anderson, correct?
I promised my wife we wouldn't move because in our 6 years of marriage, we've moved 5 times so far. Okay. So I told her that we would stay here at least for the next 5 years.
Well, now that limits you severely. Okay, but you're not far from Greenville, right? That's a decent job market.
I am not.
Okay, so this comes down to what you want to do, and I would go, if you have zero ideas, which sounds like you have zero ideas, you're completely out of ideas on what you would love to do with your life, what you were created to do.
I know that I love to invest and develop others. That's kind of my heartbeat. That's why I loved my job, because I got to do that in the setting I was doing. So at the end of the day, like, what gets me excited is investing in others and allowing them to make better life decisions for themselves.
Okay, great. Give me 2 or 3 venues where that would be awesome. And what I mean by venues is corporate America. Give me different scenes where if I gave you 3 gigs tomorrow, you get to walk into them tomorrow, and the core function of these jobs is to invest and develop others. Tell me what that would look like.
3 industries that would be good. I could see restaurants, retail, or a life coach. But the challenge that comes with the retail and the restaurants is the hours. As you know, I mean, I'm in restaurant right now, and I get home at the last 3 nights. I got home at midnight. I have an off a day, and then I turn around and I wake up at 4 a.m.
Okay.
So it's just hard to balance.
All right, so hold on. But you're limiting. You're limiting yourself by those particular positions. I just wanted to get your head and heart aligned with that question, and you started to do it. The company you were with that you lost the job due to them shutting down, was that retail or restaurant?
They were retail.
Okay. You just described leading others. That's what you described. That's what makes your heart come alive, is when you're leading others. Because when you say developing, investing others, that's leading. Am I right?
That is correct, yeah.
So why are you limiting yourself to the retail world or restaurant world?
I feel like I just don't have the skills, I guess, in the more corporate environment. When I look at job posting, I see all this experience that I'm missing.
How long have you been in the corporate workplace?
I've only done restaurants and retail, so I've never had a corporate
job. That's not what I asked you. Hold on a second. That is a corporate job. Last time I looked at those restaurants and retails, those are corporations. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so you're limiting yourself. So how many years have you been in a management leadership role?
9 years.
9 years. You got all kinds of experience. What are you talking about, David? David?
Yes. I guess I don't see how some of it translates, because...
Wait a second. Hold on a second. In other businesses that are not restaurants or retail locations, are those people that are doing the jobs or are those robots?
Those are people.
Great. Do people need leaders?
Yes.
Yes. So broaden your horizons. So let's just go ahead and say this. Let's go ahead and say we're not going to pursue anything in the restaurant world because of the schedule. I get that. That's fine. I like that. But you got to stay there now. So let's look at retail mm-hmm. stuff. Let's look at some customer service type things. You know, let's look at companies in Greenville, South Carolina that are, you know, they've got a product or service and you're just leading a team. It could be, you know, a company that's got a service they provide or a company that provides a product, but it doesn't always have to be clothes and it doesn't have to be a restaurant experience, but you've got 9 years in management. That's how you ought to be positioning yourself. And, mm-hmm. and what do you do best? Well, Ken, what I do best is I'm really good at taking a clear objective or taking a complex problem and providing clarity, then taking a corporate objective, and I'm good at distilling it down and breaking it down for the team. Now, if you can do that, you can lead people in any environment. So when you start looking at all these job listings and you go, well, it's got all this experience and this, no, let me tell you something. They need good people. You start positioning yourself as a leader. You are a leader. You lead people. You like leading people. Don't limit yourself to a restaurant setting or a retail setting, because that's garbage. You know it and I know it. So start to believe that you're good at investing and developing people. Investing in and developing people. That's what you said, not me. So believe in that. That's what you need to be doing. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.